put some respect on that bell's name. Hi, everybody. Nick Rogers here. Time for the Crunch Exchange. It's how we wrap up Wednesdays during crunch time. My voice is maybe coming back.
A little bit.
I'm hearing it now. It doesn't sound as good, but it's definitely a lot better than it was yesterday. That's for sure. So time for the Crunch Exchange. I bring up a prospectus from the world of sports. Steve tells us if he's buying or selling or the sometimes pending option, and we begin. America's team's national nightmare is over. Zeke Elliott has a new contract. The 24-year-old running back is going into his fourth season already with two rushing titles under his belt, and he comes out of his summer-long holdout as one of the big winners in the NFL. His extension, 6 years, $90 million, 50 of it guaranteed, and the Cowboys got Zeke signed through the rest of his prime. Plenty of easy outs, and Zeke held out with 2 years left on his contract and still became one of the highest paid running backs in the league. This debate sparked plenty of debates about the value of the running back, if it was a good deal, who won, who lost, what's next for the Cowboys with Dak and Amari Cooper still to be signed, but that's something that can be fixed over the course of the season, and with Dak and Amari both threatening to not hold out without a new deal, they'll be playing with Zeke. Once the Cowboys added Cooper into the mix last year, the Cowboys won 7 of their final 9, won the NFC East, beat the Seahawks in the playoffs, and the offense was balanced. They threw for 200-plus and rushed for 100-plus in nearly every single one of those final 9 games, and all of this is potentially leading to the Cowboys' first back-to-back 10-win season since 1995-1996. That's incredible. It was also the last time that the Cowboys won the NFC East in back-to-back seasons. All of this on the line, and their only competition is going to be Philly, as the Giants and the Washington franchise are both unbelievably woeful. The prospectus, the Cowboys will win the NFC East.
I think I buy that. Good offensive line. I think top to bottom talent-wise. Now with he in the fold and Cooper and Dak, and like you said, I don't buy the other two. And for all we know, Carson Wentz is already out for the season, so I'll buy that.
So mean. Cleveland Browns are looking to turn a corner. It's so mean. We know they've been bad for a very long time. Their list of 55 quarterbacks that have played for them in the last 19 years, the 0-16 season. But all of it is behind these new Browns now. They've got their man in Baker Mayfield. Nick Chubb almost rushed for 1,000 yards in about 8 games last year. Odell Beckham can be the best wide receiver in football. And all of that is being paired up with a defense that's really going to be a disaster to play against. And I know it's hard to hear Browns and think winners when you've got 20 years of literally thinking the opposite, but the Browns are going to be winners this year. Brad Kitchens running the offense, Steve Wilks on defense, a pretty favorable schedule as well. The rest of the AFC North is a question mark. How will the Steelers be without Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown? Is Lamar Jackson just going to be able to run the Ravens to victory? Will the Bengals trip someone up down the stretch and cost a good team a playoff berth, which could very easily be the Browns they play in Week 17? No matter how you look at it, the rest of the North is trending down and the Browns are trending up. The perspective. This. The Browns win the AFC North.
Sell.
Oh.
Baltimore Raven. Dreadlock Rasta.
Really?
That's my gut telling me.
Oh, boy. there are even more woes in the AFC South. The Colts, they lost Andrew Luck 2 weeks ago to retirement at 29 and have now turned to Jacoby Brissett. The Texans have the best offense in the division, but just Lamar Miller with a torn ACL. The Jaguars' offense could be better. I mean, it can't really get worse, but they're going to have to rely on some version of 2014 or 2018 playoff Nick Foles showing up for an entire season. And then the Titans, who have the most perfect quarterback in the NFL but don't have an offensive line to protect him or a wide receiver to catch his passes. So many weird things are going on in this division. Not to mention the Texans gave up on Jadeveon Clowney while the Jags, Colts, and Titans all have Pro Bowlers on defense. I really don't think I'm going to be able to keep up with the storylines come December, but someone has to win it. The prospectus, the Houston Texans will win the AFC South.
The reason I like that answer is I just think they're the best team. I know that sounds crazy, and especially if they can figure some things out at running back, which we're somewhat dismissive of, but defensively, their quarterback and that division against three, I'm going to buy that.
Last one for today. More NFL questions to come tomorrow, but we need to talk about history, specifically baseball history. See, when someone makes baseball history, it's historic because the league is 150 years old. I mean, even the modern era is pushing 120 years old because for some reason, the same kind of baseball that's being played today was the same in 1900, but whatever. Rob Manfred can tell us to fix that later. The history of the Mets is a lot shorter one. It's only 57 years. It's still a very long time. The Mets scored 5 runs last night in the top of the ninth inning against the Nationals. They took a 10-4 lead. They had a 99% chance of winning the game, and in 806 previous tries when the Mets led by 6 runs in the ninth inning, the Mets were undefeated, 806-0. They got one out. They still had to give up 7 more runs with one out already gotten, and they gave up 7 hits and 7 runs and lost 11-10. I cannot believe that they went 14-2 at some time this season. The prospectus, the Mets should be relegated to AAA after last night's loss.
Well, they're going to be relegated to spectators in the postseason, so I don't know about AAA, but their season as far as the postseason, which started out as a joke, then ended up as a great story, is now back to the Mets.
So relegated?
They're done. Sell.
Oh,
I can't put them in AAA. The Orioles are in the league. How could they be AAA?
The Orioles didn't give up 7 runs in the ninth to anybody this year.
Well, you know, every 806 games like clockwork. All right, that's break time. That brings us to something next. It's called Sports Talk, 95.3 The Score.
This is stupid!